On the one hand, as I was saying earlier, Allah has told us to respect anything connected to Allah. Even inanimate objects, even symbols, even animals, even garlands around the necks of animals. And here we have Qur'an, the people of Qur'an. Once Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, the cousin brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took the stirrup. Sayyidina Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, another companion, he was mounting his horse. So as he was climbing onto his horse, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhumah, the cousin brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he grabbed the stirrup of the saddle, and he helped Sayyidina Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu place his foot in the stirrup. And he held onto the stirrup. Now, that's a very servile thing to do. A man standing there holding the stirrup of the rider. Traditionally, this was the job of the servant, of the attendant, of the apprentice. So Sayyidina Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who's more or less of the same age as Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he turned around and he said to Zayd Abdullah ibn Abbas, what are you doing, O cousin brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said to him, this is how we have been instructed, i.e. in religion, to respect our ulama. This is how we have been instructed to respect our ulama. So Sayyidina Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu took the hand of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma and kissed it and said, and this is how we have been instructed to honor and respect the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the love and respect that they shared amongst them. We talk about love and harmony. You know, people say, oh, there's no love amongst the Muslims, there's no harmony amongst the Muslims. Remember this, as a rule of life, you don't necessarily have, sometimes you can't bring yourself to love someone. But at any cost, never disrespect them. It's in Islam, it's an obligation to love your fellow Muslim. One of you will never become a believer until he loves his fellow Muslims. Not just like, not just be affectionate, not just be respectful, but love. But sometimes, because of the awkwardness and the evil of our own nature, we can't bring ourselves to love someone. But at any cost, at least do not disrespect them, respect them. Love always comes afterwards. There can never be any love without respect. And sometimes there can be respect but no love. If there is an individual, you may not necessarily love him, but in Islam you have to respect him. And love is a greater emotion, it's a much deeper and profound emotion. And it can only come after you develop respect for that individual. There can be no love without respect. A child who claims that I love my parents but doesn't show respect to them, his love is false. His love is false. There can be no love without respect. Similarly, a wife who says I love my husband but is disrespectful to him, her love is false. There can be no love without respect. And sometimes between two individuals in marriage, a husband and wife may no longer love one another. They may no longer love one another. And it's guaranteed, if the wife is disrespectful, rude and insolent towards her husband, despite all her claims and professions of love, if there is any affection in the heart of the husband towards her, she will kill off that love for her. She will kill off the love in his heart for her through her rudeness, insolence and disrespect. Because the husband will think that respect... You see, you don't have to love anyone to respect them. And if a non-Muslim can show respect to another non-Muslim, if a stranger can show the basic human level of respect to another person without loving them, then how can my wife claim to love me but at the same time disrespect me? How can my wife claim to love me but not respect me? The father, the mother will think that how can my child claim to love me yet disrespect me? There can be no love without respect. But respect doesn't necessarily have to have love with it. So with other human beings, if you do not love them, with other Muslims, if you cannot bring yourself to love them, then at least respect them. That's the absolute minimum. Once a woman came to Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. A husband spoke to his wife about love. So the wife told him, that I don't love you. She actually told him to his face, I don't love you. He was speaking about marriage and divorce, and the context of the conversation was about separating or divorcing or something along those lines if she didn't love him. So he wanted to know whether he loved her. He was actually desirous of her love. He wanted her love. So he asked her, "But do you love me?" And she said, no. She actually bluntly told him to his face that I don't love you. He went and complained to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu summoned this woman. And he asked her, "That do you love your husband?" She said, no. So he said, at least you could have kept it to yourself. At least you could have kept it to yourself. Was there any reason for you to hurt his feelings in this way by so bluntly telling him that you don't love him? You're his wife. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu actually made an announcement. He said, and look, this isn't, forget Bollywood, Lollywood and Dollywood. Forget romantic novels. And forget ideal, unrealized, unrealistic love. This is reality. And this was Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an speaking. He said, he made an announcement following this incident. And he said, very few marriages survive because of love. Very few marriages are founded on love. He said, marriages, people tolerate one another in marriages because of Islam, ahsab and a'raz, meaning because of Islam, because of lineage and family ties, and because of honor and dignity. Therefore, if a husband does not love his wife, let him not express this to her. And if a wife does not love her husband, let her not express this to him. Rather, let them both live, if without love, then at least along the foundation, on the foundations of Islam. Meaning, let them live with one another with respect, tolerance, and fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because marriage is an exercise, not of love, marriage is an exercise in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And someone says that, come on, that's not true. People live with one another because they love one another. They're married to one another. And they love one another. Forget Hollywood, Bollywood and Lollywood. Forget all these romantic ideas of eternal love. Love is transient. It's fluctuating. And it's turbulent. And it's forever changing. And Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala is saying here that very few marriages are based on love. Rather, something along these lines. Rather, he said people live with one another and tolerate one another because of Islam and because of lineage, honor and dignity and family ties. So what I was saying is, if the husband cannot show love to the wife cannot show love to the husband, then fine, at least show respect. At least show respect. Now, speaking about ulama and how people of religion should be respected, and we must respect the symbols of Allah's religion and the people of Allah's religion. If people in dojos studying martial arts can show such respect and love, well, not necessarily love, maybe out of fear, they can show such respect and deference to their seniors, then in Islam, those who teach us our religion, those who guide us and lead us in prayer, those who stand between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to studying and understanding religion, those who are the heirs and the successors and the inheritors of the treasures of the prophets of Allah alayhim salatu wasalam, they deserve our respect. Just as we respect our parents, we must respect our teachers. And this was traditional Islam. Today respect is disappearing. And people speak about the lack of harmony. You'll say, oh, there's no harmony, there's no unity anymore. Forget love, forget harmony. We do not show each other the respect that we deserve. How can we talk about love and harmony, which is something far beyond respect, which is something that comes afterwards? We don't show respect to our seniors, our ulama, our teachers. One cannot learn in religion without showing respect. SubhanAllah, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhim ajma'in, the respect they would show Unbelievable. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi says, ever since my teacher Hammad died, remember he said earlier that I have never stretched my legs towards the house of Hammad, even though his house was seven streets away. He says, ever since my teacher Hammad passed away, I have never ever missed an opportunity to seek forgiveness for him. And whenever I pray for my parents, I pray for my teacher Hammad along with my parents, and I seek Allah's forgiveness on my teacher's behalf.